Ezekiel 25:17. The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who in the name of charity and goodwill shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness, for he is truly his brother's keeper and the finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Yes!
You might be wondering why I started out with that soundbite by Samuel Jackson from Pulp Fiction. Well, today's a special day. It's all music from Quentin Tarantino movies. You know, I made a list a long time ago of things I wanted to do on my show, themes for particular shows, and I have a lot of ideas about soundtracks. I mean, there's a lot of soundtrack guys I really love, you know, certainly Nelson Riddle and Henry Mancini and Nina Rota, Morricone. But fucking Quentin Tarantino probably is the greatest of all the crate diggers of putting together incredible soundtracks to his movies based on a lot of the same music that it turns out that I love. He loves, you know, instrumental guitar stuff like The Ventures and Duane Eddy. He loves surf, you know, he loves, you know, a lot of lounge music, library music, oldies, all the stuff that I've been playing on my show. It turns out, well, it's kind of the same stuff that Quentin loves as well. So I figured I'm going to go pick and choose through all of his catalog of all these soundtracks with various artists loaded on every one of them and put together the best version of 2 hours of music from Quentin Tarantino movies that I possibly can. And that's what we're doing today. So, guys, you know, I do it for you. I do it for me, but I do it for you. This is your DJ, DJ Barrister. This is Time Won't Let Me. We call it that because I play more music than I possibly can in 2 hours and have to hurry it along because time will not let me play everything I want to do for you today. But I'm going to do the best I can, as I always do. This is Radio Valencia. This is the transmission from the mission, and this is a special of Quentin Tarantino music, or music selected by Quentin Tarantino. You know, obviously, we're going to start out with Pulp Fiction because it's such a great soundtrack album. It's some of the greatest music ever put on a soundtrack album. But we're going to move backwards and forwards, you know, to Reservoir Dogs and up through, you know, the more recent stuff. But anyway, and behind me, I have to tell you, because all this is the lively ones doing Surf Rider. You know, I could play that one on every show, I suppose. But anyway, in this next, first block of music, we're going to hear The Revels. We're going to hear Dick Dale and Miserlou. We're going to hear The Centurions, The Johnny Otis Show, Fuzzy Haskins, and The Fabulous Counts. I'll back announce and give you a little more info on all this stuff, because you deserve to know. I mean, just to play the music would not be enough. We need to know what year it came out, what label it's on, who produced it, and why it's important. So that'll be my job today, at least for, you know, the first hour plus. You know, then I get tired and I just let the music do the talking. Anyway, so here we go, you know, with a bunch of surf to begin with, starting with The Revels and Comanche.
Thank you. love you, honey bunny.
Everybody be cool, this is a robbery!
Any of you fucking pricks, move! And I'll execute every motherfucking last one of you!
It's a chopper, baby.
Whose chopper is this?
Zed's.
Who's Zed?
Zed's dead, baby. Zed's dead.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, we're off and running. Per usual, I try to make the beginning of my show interesting enough that I will want to continue to do it and you'll want to continue to listen. So, yeah, we played all stuff from Pulp Fiction. Did you see what I did there? I separated the surf stuff from the funk stuff, and I did it in that order. So what we did was we played The Revel. We started out with The Lively Ones doing Surf Rider. Then we did The Revels doing Comanche. The Revels were from San Luis Obispo. They had a couple hits, too, Six Pack and Church Key. Then we did probably the most famous song from the history of Pulp Fiction and Tarantino's, Dick Dale and the Deltones doing his version of Miserlou. Miserlou, if you didn't know, was actually an Eastern Mediterranean folk song. There's various versions. The Arab version was originally done on the oud. Hamza El-Din, the great oud player. Anyway, it's been covered over and over. The Beach Boys, The Ventures, The Trashmen. And a bunch of lounge versions of that, too, by Martin Denny and Arthur Lyman, etc., etc. One of the great songs of all time, Miserlou, followed by the Centurions doing Bullwinkle Part 2. And then, they're from Costa Mesa. They were on the Delphi label, the Centurions, another classic surf act. Hold on, what's going on here? Let's keep moving with the background music here. Nice. And then we got into the funky stuff. By the way, there was a couple sound bites too. Those are on the Quentin Tarantino album, soundtrack albums. They put a little sound bite. So we heard Honey Bunny at the beginning of the Miserlou, and then we heard Zed's Dead before we went into the Centurions track. Anyway, then after that was Johnny Otis Show doing the Watts Breakaway. That was 1969 on the OK label, reference to the Watts riots. I gotta say something about Johnny Otis. When I first moved to town, I went to what was then called the Viz Club, 628 Divisadero. I remember that because I lived at 628 Masonic, a few blocks away. But the very, very first show I went to see when I moved to San Francisco was the Johnny Otis Show featuring Eddie Cleanhead Vincent. And it was basically an all-black nightclub. They had giant portraits of Ray Charles and Aretha Franklin on the wall. It became a bunch of other things. It became the Kennel Club and the Justice League. And today it's the Independent. But that's where I first saw Johnny Otis. Johnny Otis lived in the Bay Area, father of Shuggie Otis. Had an orchard in the North Bay, made applesauce. That's all I'm going to say about Johnny Otis. Okay. After that was Fuzzy Haskins doing the Fuzz and Da Boog. Fuzzy was a member of a doo-wop group called the Parliaments. The Parliaments became Parliament Funkadelic. And Fuzzy was a member of P-Funk. That was on the Westbound label. He wasn't on for long, by the way. And then after that, we segued right into the Fabulous Counts, a soul funk band from Detroit. That was their second single on Cotillion called Dirty Red. Okay, wow is all I got to say. Quentin Tarantino digging through the fucking racks, the crates of old records to find some real gems to put in his movies and to share with us. Okay, behind me now is Gangrene doing In the Middle. Before that was Mako Kaji doing The Flower of Carnage. And then we're going to go move right on into a couple real classics off of the Reservoir Dogs record. Yeah, the George Baker selection, Little Green Bag, and the Steeler's Wheel doing Stuck in the Middle. And then a bunch of other stuff, both of them with intros by Stephen Wright as the DJ on Reservoir Dogs. So anyway, let's get right into that. And we'll just keep on keeping on, and that's what we do here. Hope you enjoy this. And here we go to Stephen Wright.
Super sounds of the 70s weekend just keeps on coming with this little ditty that reached up to 21 in May of 1970. The George Baker selection, Little Green Bag. My mind outside. Joe Egan and Jerry Rafferty were a duo known as Steeler's Wheel when they recorded this Dylan-esque pop bubblegum favorite from April of 1974. That reached up to number 5 as K. Billy Super Sounds of the 70s continues.
Chair, and I'm wondering how I'll get down the stairs. Yeah.
Day. We heard a couple great songs right off the Reservoir Dogs soundtrack, complete with Stephen Wright, the comedian, as the DJ, introducing two of the most famous songs from the history of Quentin Tarantino films. And that was the George Baker selection doing Little Green Bag, one of my favorite Dutch bands from 1969, George Baker selection, oh my God. And then the Steelers Wheel did Stuck in the Middle with You, Jerry Rafferty and Joe Egan. They were on A&M Records, and that was produced by, ready for this, Lieber and Stoller. Another great hand clap song. You know, last week I did hand claps. I might have even done that one. There was a few in this set that had great hand claps. After Steelers Wheel, we did Dave Barry's version of Little Things. It's the Bobby Goldsboro song. He made a hit out of it. Dave Barry had a bigger hit in England, though. And then after that was Dave D. Dozy, Mick and Titch doing Hold Tight. Hold Tight, da-da-da, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That was based on a football chant. 1966, Fontana Records. That was the second hit by Dave D. Dozy, Mick and Titch. And after that, Connie Francis. I played Connie Francis twice in 2 weeks. Had a hand clap song last week on my hand clap show. Anyway, Stupid Cupid, right out of the Brill Building. Howard Greenfield and Neil Sedaka wrote that one. That was on MGM Records. And after that, we heard Billy Davis doing a song that sounded a hell of a lot like a Shirley Ellis song. If you remember The Name Game, we've played that before. Billy Davis doing I Want You to Be My Baby, and that was written by John Hendricks, San Francisco, for Louis Jordan. That was a hit. The background chorus had Kiki D, Doris Troy, the Moody Blues. Anyway, we've got to hurry because here comes six more. Hold on a second. Actually, I have a little more time to talk. Hold on a second. Let's keep talking. Here we go. You know, a lot of these are instrumental, so it makes it easy for me to talk over them without feeling too much like I'm interrupting the music. Behind me is the Marquettes doing Out of Limits, and that is the theme song from the TV show, Outer Limits. Anyway, in the next bunch of songs, you know, now we're kind of going all over the map. There's all these wonderful films that Tarantino made. Kill Bills Volumes 1 and 2 and Jackie Brown and Django and all these other ones. So it's kind of mix and match from this point on. I had a cover of Pulp Fiction and Reservoir Dogs, which I think we've done nicely. Now we're going to go all over the place with a little more lounge, a little more unusual selections that I picked. Starting after this with Combustible Edison, the Delphonics, Nouvelle Vague doing a Dead Kennedys cover, Anthony Hamilton, Urge Overkill doing their hit that they had of a Neil Diamond song, and then an unusual band, Shivery. Okay, so let's keep on keeping on. This is DJ Barrister, this is Time Won't Let Me, and this is a tribute to the music selected by Quentin Tarantino and played by yours truly, here at Radio Valencia. And here we go with Combustible Edison.
Thank you.
Okay, we heard some great stuff once again. Halfway through our show, we're just about to hit the 1 hour mark of our 2 hour exploration of the music of Quentin Tarantino's films. Hey, you know what? We just heard in that last batch of tunes, we heard Combustible Edison doing Vertigogo. That's the theme song from the Four Rooms film. Combustible Edison was a lounge group from Boston. Signed to Sub Pop in the 90s. After that was the Delphonics doing Didn't I? Blow Your Mind This Time. That was on 1969 on Bell Records, produced by Tom Bell, Philadelphia. After that was Eddie Floyd doing Good Love, Bad Love. Some soul music on the Stax Vault label from Memphis. And then a couple unusual ones. Nouvelle Vague did their cover of Too Drunk, their lounge cover of Too Drunk to Fuck by the Bay Area, the San Francisco's Dead Kennedys. They were a French band. They're still around. They just toured. They just played Bimbos last year. After that was Anthony Hamilton doing Freedom. Technically, it was a female singer named Elena Boynton. That was off of Django Unchained. Then we